I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. An ousted trustee at Alabama State University is telling an accreditation agency his removal violates standards. APR Stan Engel reports the trustee has been at odds with Governor Robert Bentley over the school's finances.
Marvin Wiggins has reported his own removal from the board to the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. The Montgomery Advisor reports that Governor Bentley removed Wiggins as an Alabama State trustee, citing a summer camp operated by Wiggins' wife on the campus. But Wiggins says Bentley's influence over the trustees and the lack of a due process hearing violate the standards of the accreditation process. Bentley removed Wiggins as a trustee last month after Wiggins refused the governor's request to resign. Alabama State has been in turmoil since late 2012 when Joseph Silver resigned as president after questioning some financial practices at the university. Some leaders now oppose Silver's successor, Gwendolyn Boyd. Stan Engold, APR News.
Individuals who are looking to develop or expand their business skills will have an opportunity to do so at Entrepreneurial University. The Montgomery Chamber of Commerce is hosting a 13-week course. The program will focus on legal matters, marketing, financial planning, and more. Lisa McGinty is the director of small business development for the Chamber. She says the course is not only a great opportunity for future business owners, but for current ones as well.
Oftentimes, our existing business owners are kind of out there on their own doing the best they can, and this gets them with other like-minded individuals. And for those entrepreneurs that are out there that really don't quite know how to use their financials to help drive their business, who've never really thought about a formal marketing plan.
More information on the course can be found at montgomerychamber.com. And forecasters have issued a flood advisory for several areas of central Alabama. The National Weather Service is warning of urban and small stream flooding this afternoon in areas that include Prattville, Millbrook, and Montgomery. Forecasters say they are expecting between 1 and 2 inches of rain, and the risk of flooding is greatest in low-lying and flood-prone areas. Officials say drivers should avoid traveling over roads covered by water because it could be deeper than it looks. Now for a closer look at the weather going on around the rest of the state, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Tuesday evening too. Mild and muggy conditions continue overnight tonight. Lows in the low 70s for a Wednesday, a hot day. Temperatures top out in the mid-90s. Expect temperatures remain in the low to mid-90s for Thursday. And there could be a stray storm or two on Wednesday. A better chance for a few scattered storms on Thursday. Not a washout. The risk of a few scattered storms will increase by Friday and over the weekend. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.